I believe this. I believe I could be broke down anywhere in the country and I could call Johnny Sam. He'd be there. He might have to borrow a vehicle to come, but he would. Amen. I mean it. Oh, God's great. Would you bear with me just a few moments? I know I'm not the greatest teacher, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I believe I'm the best man in this church for the last 13 years. I heard Brother David Roberts say one day, he said, Pineville, Sanctuary of Praise is the best church I ever pastored because it's the only one he ever pastored. Sister Betty ain't here. Ooh, Sister Ann ain't here. But I'm here. Or less than a day, friend, is God sufficient grace. There's another one of those S's that looks like a T to me in my notion. Amen. The focused thought says grace is rather to be chosen than glory. Daniel. Amen. God may permit troublesome circumstance to persist, but His grace is sufficient to sustain us. No matter what we go through with, His grace will keep us. No matter how low we might ever get, His grace will keep us. No matter what we might go through with, friend, His grace will keep us. His grace is sufficient today. Amen? Come on now. Amen, amen. Anytime we lose out with God, it's not God's fault. Amen. Let me go a little bit further than that. Healing belongs to us. A lot of time we pray, God. Amen. Touch my body, friend, when we're living below our privileges. God don't say that by His stripes I will touch your body. But God said, by my stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to tell you today, amen, if I'm not healed today, it's not God's grace fault, amen. But it could be my fault today because I ain't got faith in Almighty God. But God is able to do the exceeding abundant above whatsoever we ask today, amen. Praise the Lord. Let me go to all my notes and see if I can keep up with them. None of us exist spiritually without a need for improvement. Ooh. Ooh. Let me say that again. None of us exist spiritually without a need of improvement. Whenever we think, friend, we are at a height, amen, where we don't need to improve ourselves, that's when we're putting ourselves above God, amen. When, friend, you and I will never be above God. But that is where the devil, amen, fell in heaven when he began to exalt himself above Almighty God. Friend, I'm going to tell you, I am human. Come on now. I'm human. I got an old Adam will in me, an old Adam nature in me. And let me tell you, I don't believe I will ever reach perfection, but I am working towards perfection. When I hear Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, a crown of life I have lived. I believe that's when this mortality is going to put on immortality, and I'm going to be changed. Oh, come on now. I don't believe, friend, I'm going to hear Him say, well done, until I'm changed in the twinkling of an eye, and this mortality put on immortality. But friend, that is when we're going to be able to hear Him say, that's when we're going to be perfect. But until then, there is always a place and a room for improvement in my life. Am I making any sense yet? Ooh, hallelujah. That next week less than that is about inventory. I brought out the other night when Buddy got through. Amen. I brought out the other night. Amen. If you would take a list and begin to check them off, could you really, amen, meet up to the list that you begin to check off? Amen. What are you saying if you don't? I'm saying we need improvement today. Let me tell you one thing. I pray. Amen. I read my Bible. I study books and everything. But still yet, I believe I need to improve a little bit more in my prayer life. I believe I need to improve a little bit more in my worshiping of Almighty God. I believe I need to be, amen, improved in my faith to the house of Almighty God. A little bit more, amen. Buzz and Cornelia went on a trip to Arkansas not long ago. He didn't want to. He had a talk with me. And I told him, I said, Boog, everything ain't sin. I said, go with your family and enjoy yourself. Huh? And Boog and his wife, amen, Sunday morning, got up. And as we begin to start service here, he took a preaching tape of somebody and put it in the cassette player to hear preaching while Sunday school was going on right here. You know what he's telling me? I might be in Arkansas, amen, in a cabin over here, but my heart is at Red Store. Huh? My heart is in the house of Almighty God. Come on now. Some people can lay out a church and never think about church. It never crossed their mind and everything. We got room for improvement, friend, under grace today. Can you say amen? Amen. Let me see right here. Paul had an out-of-the-body experience. I believe he did. Scripture said, he said, he was caught up unto the third heaven. There used to be a man in Roebling we called Cider Daniels. I don't know why they called him Cider, but he was a mess. He told Brother Edwards one time, he said, Brother Eddie, he said, if I just could make it to that first heaven, I'd be satisfied. Amen. I want to go farther, amen, than the birds of the air today. He said, but if I could only make it to the first heaven, I'd be satisfied. You know what happened, old Cider, Brother Boog? Amen. He got old. They had to give his old place away. Amen. They put him in a nursing home. My wife's grandmother was in the nursing home every Saturday morning. We begin to have a Saturday morning service at 10 o'clock at Roebling Church. Brother Edwards would go over and pick up a lot of the old people, bring them out there to the church. Amen. I'd preach in different ones. Brother Edwards would preach, and a lot of time I'd do the preaching on Saturday morning. Amen. And he brought Cider Daniels one morning. Amen. At an old age. Amen. And you know what old Cider Daniel done? Cider Daniel received a baptism of the Holy Ghost. We baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ at an old age. The Bible said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. It don't matter what age you pray through in. Amen. The main thing is whether or not you pray through. Amen, amen. Anyway, they stopped that for a long time. Amen. And when Cider Daniels went to die, Brother Edwards went to visit him, and that nurse told him, Brother Edwards did. He said, Preacher, said, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he is talking out of his head. He's talking in a language that I don't know nothing about. I ain't never in my life heard it. Brother Edwards said, he is speaking in the heavenly language as the Spirit of God. Give the utterance, hallelujah. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. He had no kids, he had no family, or nothing like that, hallelujah. But let me tell you what, he's got a heavenly family today in heaven, hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I'm saying we all have got room for improvement, hallelujah. And whether Cider wants to be caught up to the first heaven, the second heaven, or the third heaven like Paul was, amen. Friend, I'm here to tell you, I believe he's there today. said he had an out-of-body experience. Huh? He said, I don't know whether it was in or out. But then he said, but God knows. Honey, I don't care what you think about me. I said, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care whether you think I'm a preacher or not. My kids and my wife does. Sister Gloria does. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I don't care what anybody thinks about. Only God knows. Come on, Paul said, whether in the body or out, I do not know. But God Himself knows, amen. Brother Malone, a lot of times people wants to, amen, begin to take inventory of somebody else's heart. Honey, you better leave my heart alone and worry about your own heart. Come on now. I'm here because God's grace is sufficient. Sure, I have failed. Sure, I have made mistakes. Sure, I have let God down. But God's grace is sufficient. Am I making you see it? Let me try to get where I'm at now. Let me go to my note. No one can visit heaven in the body or out of the body and remain the same. Let me say that again. It ain't no man or woman can visit heaven either in the body or out of the body and remain the same. Come on now. Amen. Somebody that once dipped snuff and get the Holy Ghost and keep dipping the snuff, I just wonder about them. You can't be the same once you experience it through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says you're going to love the thing you used to hate and hate the things you used to love. It says you're going to become a, you're going to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, Brother Billy, I feel like running, Brother Billy. Hallelujah, my God. He told him, I'm going to go with him. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I got that big bear behind me. Be the same. What you had to have experience. Boy, I'm sorry I called you a bear. But there's two men one time out in the woods, and a big grizzly reared up and began to growl and began to come at them. One of the dudes sat down and began to take his shoes off. The other looked at him and said, are you crazy? You can't outrun that bear. He said, I don't have to. All I got to do is outrun you. Because when I outrun you, then the bear is going to get you and eat you. And I'm going to get out of here. Sister Tina, so we ever in the woods, Brother David, and I start taking my shoes out, you remember one thing, the race is on. I always said this, I'm going to joke a little bit, just a moment here, then I'm going on. I always said this, boo. When anybody cuts me with a pocket knife, they're going to cut me in the back. Because, girl, I believe a good run is better than a bad stand any day.
What about Brother Malone?
Let me go on.
Woo, hallelujah.
My. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament according to what we are taught. Paul was a man, friend, when he had that experience on that way that day. He never was the same. His name was Saul, but it was changed to Paul. A lot of people got the different version of that and everything. I believe the name Paul was to be carried, a name that was to be carried before the Gentiles. He was a Gentile preacher, a Gentile missionary. Amen. But anyway, amen, he had that out-of-the-body experience, friend, and he was changed from that day on. He didn't realize the God, the Jehovah of the Old Testament that he served and that he worshiped, friend, was the same God of the New Testament, friend, that he once persecuted. Did you hear what I said? Amen. He served Jehovah of the Old Testament. Amen. He was brought up under Gamaliel's teaching and his preaching, friend, one of the greatest teachers of that day. But Sister McNeil, amen, he persecuted, amen, the oneness Jesus name people, friend, of the early church, amen. At the time he was brought down by the bright light, amen, scriptures tell us he was on his way then with a letter in his pocket, amen, to arrest and bound some of the Christian believers, amen, and throw them into prison. But then when God struck him down on that way that day towards Damascus, amen, the Bible says, amen, that Paul or Saul was never the same after then. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God began to give Paul vision beyond vision beyond visions. Amen. Here's what I'm trying to get at here, friend. Paul was given visions beyond vision. He was allowed to write 2/3 of the New Testament according to the Word of God. Scriptures teaches us, friend, amen, that while Paul was in prison a lot of time, they had a guard chained to each side of him. Am I right, Brother Wayne? And they would have to change these guards, what, every 2 hours, every 4 hours, because Paul, as they began to sit by him, he began to witness to them, and they was converted as they were sitting on one side and the other of him. Woo! Let me tell you something about O.A. James. Amen. AJ called us the other night. He's on his way to Montana. He called us the other night. Amen. And we was on our way back. See that, Brother Edwards, he called us. He said, guess where I'm at? I said, Montana? Nope. I'm just out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Broke down. He said, the water pump went out on my truck. I said, you got your trailer behind you. Yeah, I'm fixing to make coffee out on the Interstate 25. He said, you hear my kettle whistling? I said, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I done took me a good bath. He said, I got my hood up. I'm waiting on a state trooper to come along and try to get me some help. He said, everything in the world has happened to me on this trip. He said, I blowed out a tire. My water pump has went out. He said, and when I went through Turner Fall, Oklahoma, he said, I had to make a big detour because of a huge fire. He said, the devil just don't want me to get to Montana. He said, maybe God's got somebody up there he wants me to witness to. And back that time, Boog, he said, my goodness, look at us. I can't see it. He said, there's a car with 4 guys in it pulling a boat, and that car just came off that boat trailer, and it went right out by me. And while he was talking, he said, it's still going. It's still going. For about a minute, he said, the car is still rolling. And I guess those guys got stopped right there close to AJ because I heard him talking. I heard them guys, amen, working on that trailer. And one of those guys said, are you talking to somebody that can come and help us? He said, no, I'm talking to a guy in Louisiana. He said, well, he can't come and help us, can he? Amen. And then I told him, my wife told me, said, AJ wants somebody to witness to. Maybe God has dropped four guys right there in front of his trailer to witness to. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about? Paul was mightily used of God. Paul was mightily used of God in witness and everything, in revelation and everything like that. But never one time, Brother Penny, did Paul get uplifted and begin to glorify himself for what he was doing and what God was doing through him. You hear me right now, friend? I ain't done nothing for the work of God. This is the second new church I have built.
Same date to now. Come on, some of you here. Huh?
I have built two new churches in my 28 years of ministering. I have seen countless people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Jason, I have got ministers pastoring United Pentecostal Church that receive the Holy Ghost in my revival. Oh, but Sister Margaret, I have done nothing for Almighty God to glorify myself. His grace is sufficient that I'm still in the race. Come on. I seen time, friend. I could have turned my back. I seen time, friend. Amen. I could have gave up, but I never been at a place I wanted to give up. There's been time I could not feel God. There's been time I could not get pulpits to preach in. There's been time, amen, when the dollar wouldn't even go, friend. Amen. 99 cents, amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. And I don't ever, Sister Hazel, want to lift myself up and say, man, I've done this. I've done that. You singers, hear me right now. I don't care how good you sing, Johnny. I don't care how good you play. I don't care how good the people worship God, Carol, under your singing and shout and run the aisle. You are nothing, friend, when we stand before Him and beside Him. Let me tell you a little story. God gave a favorite angel a coat one day. This coat, friend, had every kind of jewels there was upon it. Amen. It had gold. It had diamond. It had rubies. It had pearls. It had every kind of jewels there was on it. And when this favorite angel would walk into the presence of God, the light of God would hit that garment. And the radiation of those jewels upon his garment in the light of God would make the most beautiful picture you ever seen in your life. And this angel began to exalt himself and said, I want my throne above the throne of God. Look what I do. Look how I shine. Look how my beauty array. I want my throne above the throne of God. Well, friend, it wasn't him that was doing it. It was what God gave him in the presence of Almighty God. You follow me? God's giving y'all voices, Brother David. I said, God's giving y'all voices. Sister Graves, you used that voice as long as you was able. God gave it to you. Come on now. I'm going to say this here. I don't want nobody to get offended when I'm fixed to say, friend. If the Crab family would humble themselves before God and try to look like Christianity, it's no telling where them kids would go. That Them kids there can sing better than any singing group there is, amen, across the American continent right now. But they are trying to look like the world and be like the world and still have Christianity in it. Amen. We understand that the group's breaking up. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I need to shut up, friend. I need to shut up. Albert Fried Chicken is frying right now. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Paul refused to glory in God's revelations. Amen. Can I say this right here, friend? Money will make a fool out of some of us in this building if we had it. Brother Edwards always said the biggest fool in the world was a poor fool. That didn't go far, did it? Somebody ain't got nothing, try to be something, friend, is a big fool. Brother Freeman, the Word says, call no man a fool. I realize that because you're trying to judge them. Amen. But when somebody think they are somebody when they are nothing, friend, I believe they are considered to be called a fool. I thought he said, say that again. I just fix that. I can't. Are y'all still with me? I feel a cold is coming up. I need to quit. Ooh, God is good, isn't he? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go no further. But you can believe one thing, friend. Don't ever get disgusted because you're going through a trial. Don't ever get disgusted because you are going through a test. Huh? Paul made a statement, when I am weak, then am I made strong. You follow me? Why me, God? Why me? What writer was that, James? Count it joy when you fall into divers temptation. You know what he's saying, Sister Brandy? Count it joy when you are worthy to be tested for his sake. Come on now. He ain't going to pick just anybody. He's going to pick somebody that is able and that's willing to be tested and to go through it. And you know when you're going to get victory over it? It's when you go through it. Not in it. Come on now. Not in it. Amen. The God, amen, amen. Who was that? Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, amen. He didn't praise the God of Daniel until Daniel went through the lion's den. Then he went and looked over into the lion's den and said, Daniel, the servant of the Most High God, was your God able to deliver you? And Daniel cried out from the lion's den and said, O King, live forever. My God was able to deliver me from the lion's den. Come on, we don't get victory by getting in the test and quitting or giving up. We get victory by going through the test. Nebuchadnezzar looked in that fire, and when he will look in that fire, amen, he said, did not we cast 3 men in, but I see 4 men loose, I'm walking around. Count it joy that God chose us to be tested. Huh? God will not test us above what we are able to be. Huh? Huh? Let me say that again. God will not put us through something that we are not able to go through. Huh? He said it's not His will that any should perish. Do you think He's going to put you through something knowing you're going to fall? He always will make a way, won't He? He's a way-making God. But Paul said, when I am weak, then I am made strong, Alicia. Here's what our lesson brings out. Water found. The lowest point. You got a hole over here and a hole up here. That water ain't going to fill that hole up there. First, it's going to come down to the lowest point. Huh? Do you think God's going to get you to test or trial? Amen. And let you stay there? He said, I'm going to be in you, what? A living river of living water springing up unto everlasting life. So, Brother Bennett, when you get in a trial or a test, amen, the water or the Holy Ghost of God is going to find its lowest point, and it's going to help you if you will just stand. Because God's grace, Sister Hedy, come on, I said God's grace is sufficient. Amen. God loves you just as much as He does me. God loves me just as much as He does Kevin Cott. God loves me just as much as He does Brother G.A. Mangan today. Hallelujah. Because God's grace is sufficient. Did I make any sense? Well, they can them kids get back here. Let me just read something to you, if I may. Boy, I got everything rolled in my thing here. Though Paul was suffering from the hindrance of his thorn in the flesh, our lesson brought out all about that. He soon realized that the takeoff was worthwhile. He accepted the weakness that the thorn produced in order to enjoy the resultant power of the Lord. I can guarantee you one thing, everybody will be a better Christian at the end of something. Connie, you didn't have nothing to glorify God by until you went through the cancer operation. Sue, that time that doctor finds something in you. Amen. He said, it's here. He showed us, didn't he, Brother Wayne? He went in there, opened her up. He come back. He said, what I seen and what was on the x-ray, I did not find when I got in there. Am I right? Amen. A lot of time we pray, God, move it out of the way. You can't have victory until you go through something sometime. Hello? Here's what I want to bring out. There are many trade-offs in life. Athletes train rigorously and discipline their body with diets and exercise to achieve a level of physical performance that merits the approval of others. Musicians practice long hours playing their instrument to be able to play skillful. Employees work long, uneventful days to be able to enjoy a summer vacation. We save money by doing without things that we would like to have in order to accumulate enough to finally purchase a special item.
when you go through a trial, when you go through a situation, Sister Cornelia, if we would just ask God, and God's grace is sufficient, He will not put nothing in front of us, Sister Elsie, that we are not able to go through. Because His grace. Huh? Brother Wayne. He spoke in Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore into all nations, teaching and preaching and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then it went on down to that next verse and said, teach them all things whatsoever your remembrance are and so. And then he end that scripture with this. Lo, Daryl, my wife used that scripture right there to stay off on the airplane. It says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. She said, God didn't say, I'm with you high up in the air on that airplane, but He said, lo, I'm with you down on the ground. No, honey, it don't matter how low you go in a trial or a temptation or a situation, God is with you.